Joe Biden says Wall Street did not build U.S. while Wall Street donors built his campaign. By John Binder on September 7, 2020. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden slammed Wall Street in a pitch to America's union workers on Labor Day, admitting that his campaign has received donations from a number of Wall Street executives. During a virtual town hall with AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka, Biden positioned himself as an enemy of Wall Street. "It's not the financial wizards of Wall Street that have made this country run or make it run," Biden said. "I've said it time and again and I'll say it again and again, Wall Street did not build this country, you did." The statement comes as Biden has touted Wall Street's support for key components of his agenda, such as his housing plan for rapid low-income development in suburbs. And while Wall Street executives are opening their pocketbooks for his ticket with Senator Kamala Harris, DCA. New analysis from the Center for Responsive Politics reveals that, for the first time in a decade, Biden and House Democrats are outraising Trump and Republicans with Wall Street donors, NPR reports. Meanwhile, wallets are opening faster for Democrats this election season than they did in 2016, says Charles Myers, chairman of Signum Global Advisors, who helped raise money for Hillary Clinton 4 years ago. Emphasis added. For people to write a $100,000 check, a $250,000 check, that would have been really extraordinary 4 years ago, Myers says. Today we're seeing a lot of that. Emphasis added. He's not somebody that the industry is particularly afraid of, Briner says. So I think that we would see them kind of hopeful that he would be a more moderating influence, whereas Trump can be quite unpredictable. Emphasis added. Likewise, a Fox Business report last month noted that Biden's Democrat National Convention, DNC, speech helped boost confidence for his candidacy among his Wall Street donors. The centrist tone will help Biden appeal to moderate voters and help raise big money from financial firms and executives who want to support the front-runner but worry about the Democrats' leftward drift, the report stated. Wall Street also took an early liking to Harris, a favorite with Silicon Valley, in the Democrat presidential primary. As Breitbart News reported, Wall Street executives were elated when Biden announced Harris as his running mate, including those with ties to the Obama administration and the Clintons. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.